Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And as I told you earlier in the hour, this is Veterans Day, if you didn't already know that. And Veterans Day is a very important day in the life of America. It's a day that we honor those who over the years, over the decades, over the centuries, have made themselves available. And that's the word that I like to use, ladies and gentlemen, because veterans have done many, many things. Some of them have, all the way from, you know, from the simplest of and safest of activities to the most dangerous, and all the way to paying the ultimate sacrifice. We have veterans over the years who have done all those things, and they're none, all are just as honorable. All activities are just as cherished, and we're just as proud of all of them, because every one of them made themselves available to their country. And I'm going to get our good friend Adrienne Guillermo to come in here and join us, talk to us a little bit about this. She is a CEO and owner of Diversity Partners. And also Brian Foley is Senior Business Developer at Veterans Support Foundation. Adrienne, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
It's good to have you back. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you very much. We plan on going into New York City today to go to the parade.
Yeah, that's going
to honor all of our veterans.
Exactly. And also Brian Foley's a new friend. Brian is Senior Business Developer, as I said, with Veterans Support Foundation, and a good friend of Adrian's. Brian, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much. And thank you to our veterans out there, and happy birthday to my fellow Marines. It was our birthday yesterday.
All right. Exactly. That's right. Well, as you know, my son is a Marine. My audience knows about that, and my son Craig, Brian, I just used the word availability. I like that word because I know veterans of all levels of service, of types of service, of activity, of tasks, of missions that they had when they were in the military, and all are honorable because everyone made themselves available to their country. Whatever their country asked them to do, that's what they did. What do you think?
Jim, you know, number one, I want to thank you for your son has put himself in harm's way, being part of forced recon. He was in Iraq. We discussed that a little bit, and you know, I like that about the service. My son is a first class petty officer in the Navy, and he is out at sea more than he is on land. And he's out of Sasebo, Japan, and he has three children. And to say that, that's a big service, being away from your family.
Sacrifice all the way around, all the family and everything.
It is. And in World War II, we had over 9 million who served in the military. Not 9 million served on a battlefront, but they gave an extreme amount. Same thing in Vietnam, in Korea. So
right.
I like that. I like that about you bringing up the service. I personally did not was not in harm's way. I served here stateside
in the Marines,
during the Vietnam era, in the Marine Corps, absolutely. But you know, we all stepped up to the plate.
Well, that's exactly right. And some veterans, Brian, I think there's some veterans who may not have gone into harm's way. Sometimes there's a little bit of guilt involved there, and what I've tried to offer is this concept of availability, Adrienne, that you know, you signed up, you put the uniform on, you took the training, you said, where do you want me to go, and the military said, go here or go there. You went where you were told to, and you did what you were asked to do. What do you think, Adrienne?
Now, that's amazing. Yeah, I'm going to let Adrienne talk a little bit.
Hold on, Brian. Go ahead.
I felt that for years. You know,
Brian,
that,
Brian, hold on.
Over and,
Brian, hold on a second, Brian. Hold on a second, Brian. Go ahead, Adrian.
Currently, you know, I'm working for the Veterans Support Foundation, which is formerly the Vietnam Veterans Assistance Fund. And their motto is that never again will one generation of veterans abandon another.
Right.
And these are all volunteers, Vietnam veteran era volunteers and others that either were in country or were not. And they understand the sacrifice that these veterans are giving, and they understand that they did make themselves available.
Right.
But I do hear the guilt in them sometimes. They didn't.
Sometimes, I think that anyone who's a veteran should think about that term. I made myself available. I signed up. I suited up. I took the training. I stood the post I was asked to take, and that's the way it was. And we're still proud of every single one. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Time is tight. Little Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. It's 17 till. One thing we know on a radio show is that time is always tight. And a talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. The first one is brand spanking new, so check it out and use it to your advantage. We're visiting with my old friend Adrian Guillermo and my new friend Brian Foley. Adrian is, as you know, folks, we've talked about her diversity partners many times over the years, and Brian is with the Veterans Support Foundation. Adrian, as you may know, we're celebrating Veterans Day. This is the day that millions of men and women of all backgrounds, shapes, sizes, colors, and everything else have allowed themselves, have agreed to answer their country's bidding and to make themselves available to serve their country in the military. And so we honor those men and women today, all the way back, as far back as we had them, and all the ones who are serving today. Adrian, one of the things that happens is, and that's really kind of off the radar for a lot of people, is that when some veterans come back, the physical things that happen to them we can see often, but the mental things, the emotional things, we can't always see. And a combination of one or the other, a combination of both, oftentimes puts the veteran in a kind of a never-never land, doesn't it? Where the Veterans Department releases them, but they're not quite ready to really go back and be fully functioning in society. What is it? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, Jim, as you know, over the years I've worked with people with disabilities. And was in, not in shock, but when I saw all the disabled veterans that were coming back, the one disability that's hidden is the post-traumatic stress that occurs in these veterans. And post-traumatic stress can last for years and years and years.
Yep.
I mean, we have a large percent of homeless people that were Vietnam veterans. It's a very cool disease because it's
I've witnessed post traumatic when I was in the military, in the early 80s. I witnessed post traumatic shock syndrome, 15 years after the person had been in Vietnam, for example.
You know, Jim, I was just at a function with the New York City Fire Department, and I was talking to some of the veterans of the fire department, so to speak, that were talking about 9/11. Actually, 9/11 had some reoccurrence for some of those Vietnam veterans. It brought back, something that they haven't felt in years. So, post-traumatic stress could stay with people for years.
Yeah, Go ahead.
We have issues of these new kids coming back, and also some of our other veterans who are still suffering from this, and we have to take care of them. It's our obligation to take care of them.
Right. What's being done about that? Give us. I know you guys are working on. You're doing something. You and Brian are doing some things. What are our organizations doing to help these folks?
Well, you know, I'm going to let Brian talk about that a little, about the houses that we have. That Brian, why don't you talk about that a little, about our houses?
Well, we have currently five houses in Connecticut. We are developing two other houses. We operate that at a deficit. And the way, you know, these houses also need repair. What we do is we get the guys that are coming, men and women, soldiers that are coming out of the VA hospital. It's fed from the West Haven Veterans Hospital in West Haven, Connecticut. And we get them back on their feet. We provide transitional housing. They have the opportunity to go to school. Everybody does something. They're either in school, they're in therapy, they're in, or they're job seeking. You know, it's not a place just to sit around and, you know, wait to get better. I mean, you have mm-hmm. to do, everybody's proactive. And we're trying to close that gap. Hopefully we can do some of that closing today. You know, the fuel costs alone this winter, I mean, I'm not an accountant. I don't know how we're going to make that, but we have to close that gap. We can only carry the ball so much. Also, you know, when Adrian and I were up in Connecticut, you know, these guys are, when I say guys, I mean, you know, university men and women. These soldiers, some of them don't have basic needs. Remember that now... with transitional housing, monies have to come out of their pocket. They don't have a lot of money. They're not working yet. If they're working, they're not making a whole lot, and we're trying to get them back in that direction.
And it's tough, isn't it, Brian, right now? It can be tough to come out of the military where you've had everything taken care of, your housing, your food, your clothing. Everything's been handled for you. It's basically like being in an institution to some degree. And then you come out, maybe you have never really had any serious job training as far as the private sector. You were an infantryman in the army or something like that, and you come out and you come out to a weak economy. It's tough, isn't it?
You know, I was talking to a major. Adrian and I went to a fireman event last week. Friends of the firefighters in Brooklyn at the Fort Hamilton. And
right.
Marine Corps major said to me, he's not sure what he's going to do when he gets out because he's an infantryman.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on to that thought, Brian. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Adrian Guillermo and Brian Foley. We're celebrating Veterans Day. When we come back, we're going to give you a place where you can contribute to these veterans we've been talking about. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating Veterans Day with our friends Adrian Guillermo, the CEO and owner of Diversity Partners, which is an organization that works very hard for a lot of different people. Adrian's talked to us about that a lot in the past, and also our new friend Brian Foley, Senior Business Developer at Veterans Support Foundation. Adrian, tell us about your organization and how we can find you.
Well, actually, you can find me right now on the website of the Veterans Support Foundation.
Okay.
My organization has taught not-for-profits how to go out and get their programs fulfilled.
Right.
And of course, you know, I try to stay with the most worthy of not-for-profits. And right now, the issue to me is veterans. You know, we sent them over there. They come back, they've fallen apart, and we have nothing for them.
Right.
We can't. We had an election. We have a bad economy. People are concentrating on those things, and I don't blame them. But we cannot forget about our veterans.
Brian, we've asked these men and women to make themselves available. We put many of them in harm's way, and those who came back. Some of them came back broken. Physically and or mentally, and we've got to take care of these folks, Brian, and your organization is helping with that. Give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
You can find us at www.vsf-usa.org.
VFS, Victor, VFS, right? Victor Frank Sierra. VSF, or Veteran Support Foundation, VSF.us.org.
VSF-USA.org.
Okay, so check that out, folks. And can they contribute right online there?
Sure, they sure can. They sure
right.
can. There's a couple of links there for you. And let me just say, Jim, you know, we ask our veterans sometimes, our reservists, to go over 4 and 5 times now to put themselves in harm's way. We are not designed, okay, to be under that kind that kind of stress. I mean, they're all going into combat situations.
Especially many of them, Brian, who are business owners. A lot of small business owners had to leave their business because they were reservists, too, and had to leave their small businesses to go and serve.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. And coming back, you know, it's hard to just pick up the pieces and, you know, get right back to work. Some of them, again, they come back a little broken. So what we're just trying to do is help set them through that transition.
Right.
That's what our houses do.
Right.
Can I add one thing? Can I
go ahead, Adrian.
What is new to our veterans, the fact that we have women who are coming home who not only sacrifice their jobs, but they sacrifice being away from their children. And our houses accommodate women and their children, so that the mother of a child does not have to be away from her child anymore.
Now, these houses, Adrian, are in Connecticut, but they're not just for Connecticut veterans, are they?
Absolutely not. They're at full capacity at all times, Jim. And we're hoping to get more. We're appealing to New York City now. We're looking all over the country for more houses. We have some great support, but we need the small business owner not only to hire a veteran, by the way. They're the most disciplined people in the United States, but also to help us to make sure that these houses are maintained and fueled. And that these veterans get on their feet and get out and start getting back into
Do they get counseling services and career counseling and that sort of thing as part of the living in the houses?
You know what? They get what they need. Absolutely, they get everything they need to get them out of the houses.
Is there a program? Is your program going to be expanded to other parts of the country, not just in the Northeast?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the funny thing is, Jim, that, you know, this war came upon us quickly, the aftermath of the war. And all these programs are being built right now as we speak.
Right.
We're looking for more houses. We're looking for money to run these houses. It's just amazing how quickly these veterans are coming back and, you know, what their needs are, and we weren't prepared for them. Our government...
Right.
Just wasn't prepared for it.
Brian Foley, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to your son for his service as well. Veterans Support Foundation, folks, that's VSF-USA.org. You can contribute online there to this. Adrian Guillermo, thank you for being here, owner of Diversity Partners. Thanks, Adrian, for being here. I'll see you in about 4 weeks.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Adrian. See you next time. Happy Veterans Day. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back one more hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.